The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for July, Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. Heard weekday mornings at 11, Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram reflects his passion in helping Christians really live like Christians. As a pastor, author, and teacher for more than three decades, Chip has helped believers around the world move from spiritual spectators to healthy, authentic disciples of Jesus. Find out more about Living on the Edge at livingontheedge.org. Recently, Chip was discussing God's boundaries for abundant living and the message, no second-rate sex.
I was at a dinner party about, three or four years ago, and it was a neighbor, and so 95% of all the people were unbelievers, and they were professional people. And so eventually I saw a kind of distinguished-looking guy with a little goatee, and he was sitting over by this couch, and I thought, you know, I might as well get to know some people. God has me here for a reason. And I sit down, and we get talking, and I think he assumes he doesn't know me. I don't know him. And about 3 minutes into the conversation, he looks at me like we're old buddies and says, you know, life used to be great, didn't it? And I thought, well, I could go with that one. Yeah, life used to be great. He said, yeah, man, I mean, you could have a good time. And he said, you know, it was free sex and you could just go have fun, party, party, party. But I said, man, he said, now you got to be careful. He said, so what do you think? And I said, life used to really be great, to tell you the truth. But I think us believing that sex was really free and didn't have huge complications, it's really a reminder that it was never free. And there's a huge price tag. I think we've taught totally and thought really randomly wrong about sexuality in general.
Oh, really?
Now, because of what I do, I'm sure you all think that, you know, I just handled everything really well. And thank God I've, you know, studied the passages and represented Christ well. And I will tell you, I gave it my best shot. But I want you to hear something. That's the view of sex in the world. And I had a lot of time to think about it. And since then, I've done a ton of research. And I want to give you some facts about sex as we enter into the seventh command that I've entitled, No Second-Rate Sex. And before I do, I just want to ask you, where would you have stood in that conversation? What would you have said? First, I'd like to say is that sex is far from free. It's costing us plenty. Sexually transmitted diseases, we are paying, I mean, financially alone, hundreds of millions of dollars every year because of the violation of the seventh command. The psychological price tag is even higher. So fact number one is that free sex is costing us plenty. And fact number two is sex outside of marriage under any circumstances is, you got that pen I asked you to bring? It's a good group. You're learning. That's good. Write the word sin. Sex outside of marriage under any circumstances is sin. I'm amazed at the number of Christians I meet who will tell me things like, I mean, the Bible doesn't really say that sex outside of marriage is really sin, does it? I mean, it might allude to it, but it doesn't really say that. So let's put this on record. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-8 says, it is God's will. That's pretty clear. It's God's will that you should be sanctified or set apart, that you should avoid sexual immorality. And then in case you don't know what that phrase means, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. And in this matter, let no one wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The idea is when you have sex with someone who's going to end up someone else's mate, you defrauded him. You took advantage of him. You spoiled for that man or for that woman a very special moment and relationship that God wanted for them. God says, by contrast, Hebrews 13:4, the marriage bed is holy. It's to be undefiled. It's to be enjoyed without shame and without any holding back. Inside of marriage, God says sex is about love. It's not about lust. It's about not being self-centered. It's about expressing communication and commitment with the person that you love the most. God says, I want to give you a good thing. I want you to experience with this one person, this bond, this commitment to express your emotions, your mind, your heart in a way that's too intimate for words.
Chip Ingram and Living on the Edge, the KCIS Ministry of the Month for July. Hear his program weekday mornings at 11 exclusively on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.